This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the show. Here we go. Just kidding. 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you on a not victory Monday for the Kansas City Chiefs. First time we've said that in, what, 15 weeks?
God, it's been a long time, man, since Christmas, right? Last year, yeah. When they didn't have a victory. Well, I guess that would have been a victory Wednesday because Christmas was a Tuesday last year, whatever the hell
Tuesday day
Christmas was on last year. But no victory Monday today for the Chiefs, and the national media is taking a bath in Arrowhead tears, I guess, today with the way that the game went down. You were showing me some stuff this morning, and it's the national media. They're all ready to cancel the Chiefs for the rest of the season, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like necessarily like they're canceling the Chiefs. It's just more so you can tell that they had a lot of memes and stuff they've been writing for the last year or so that they can finally come out and release. I don't know if it's the word the kids use today quite often, which is cringe.
Right.
But I mean, Bleacher Report, right? Very respected source. We use them a lot in this business, a lot for this show. And they have a meme, and it's a cartoon, and it says, you know, is it over? Taylor's version. And it's Josh Allen staring at Travis Kelce crying, listening to an iPod, which didn't know those existed anymore. And he's got headphones in that are the old plug into the phone. So that's how old that meme's been stewing. And they released that yesterday. It's kind of like, oh.
Well, Aaron, that guy in New York still wears those headphones, as you've seen before. So he's probably the last one. I didn't say his full name.
Did you say his name?
If it is, if I did say his full name, if you want to count it, I'll give you $20. I don't care. It means we're going out drinking. But I did see one. Do we need a ka-ching sign for that?
Yeah. We got $20. Look at Bob on a Monday.
All right. Rolling through. Hey, I'll give it to you on a Monday. I'll buy you a cocktail at Smokehouse Barbecue the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You got that.
He knows it's a loss. He knows what happens when you say his name. We're already up $20.
I'll take it.
Now we got $40 in the house.
Can I mention his name again for how good his team was yesterday?
If you want to put $20 back in it. We don't say that name.
No, we're done with that name. But also the Athletic / New York Times reassessing the AFC contenders. Are the Bills the best? And all of that nonsense.
Well, what do they say? If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Got to beat the best. And they beat the best yesterday, Buffalo did. And nothing changed. Literally nothing changed with the standings, with the hierarchy, with anything, you know, with that loss yesterday. And so that's the good thing. The Chiefs still control absolutely everything. They still are in the exact same spot today as they were some 24 hours ago or a week ago after that Denver win.
Right.
They just got to go take care of business the rest of the way. And I would imagine based on yesterday's game, and I don't want to say yesterday's effort because that makes it like you're attacking them personally, but after yesterday's game, they're going to reassess some things as they always do, and they will use this loss as fuel to the fire, Dust Man. And we'll see you in New Orleans in February.
I thought that, you know, I always feel kind of different after certain losses.
Sure.
I didn't necessarily, like, this was one of those ones where, like, I don't know how to describe this, but it's kind of like when you and your buddies play, like, bags, or you play, like, beer pong or beer die or something like that, and it's competitive.
Yeah.
But, like, your night doesn't change if you lose.
Right.
Like,
sure,
like, I woke up today thinking, like, man, that sucks. I really would have loved an undefeated season. But I go back and I think to myself, this wasn't about going perfect. This was about winning a three-peat.
Right.
To say they were going to go perfect was like giving me a Costco cake and a Dairy Cream cake at the same time for my birthday. I just need one of them. I don't need both. And yesterday's game, were there frustrations? Absolutely. Didn't really see some impactful players in that game. But again, it's not about the regular season. And like we had listened to Buffalo Bills fans, there were people saying, oh, Capaccio's like, oh, it's, you know, lose-lose, right? Like, if we win, everyone's like, sweet, we beat the Chiefs, but doesn't really matter.
Right.
Didn't see, like you sent me a text, didn't see a lot of apathy in the crowd last night. It was like a celebration. I mean,
oh,
obviously
God,
UT
yeah,
wins, right?
Yeah.
And The other thing that it reminds me of,
there was no apathy for that game yesterday by Buffalo fans.
It was a well-desired bluff.
Right, yeah, right? It was.
It was a good poker face.
Because you're setting yourself up. You had some injuries. Yeah. You're setting yourself up for a potential loss or something like that. So you want to say, it's apathetic, it's a lose-lose, and then when you take your shirt off and put pasties on and you run around. Not that I did that on Saturday night, but anyway.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. And no, but so like, you know, you look at that game, I look at the schedule, and I'm like, man, would you rather beat Buffalo and be 7-3, or would you rather lose to Buffalo and be 9-1?
Yeah, you're 9-1. Question. Yeah,
you still have a game ahead of Buffalo, right? You're still a full game.
Mm-hmm.
That was just insurance for Buffalo, right?
Right.
They're at the blackjack table. They bet insurance on the ace the dealer had. We'll see if he flips it up and it's a jack. If he's got 21, they get the one seed.
Do you ever buy insurance in the black? No, it's one of the scam bets of all time.
No, you always play the poker hand.
Yeah,
it's a 9-1 odds. That way, if you get like, you know, if it's like a poker hand for Texas Hold'em, you get three cards, flush, straight, whatever, you win 9-1 odds. But anyways, so that game, that's what that game is. That's why this game, I said it yesterday, this game does it for me. Mm-hmm. Because this is that battle between two equally talented teams, two quarterbacks that are really damn good. By the way, those are the two best in the game. Ain't nobody better than
those. No, there's nobody better than those two.
Those are the two best.
Yeah, and that conversation's over.
Should be. Yeah. And that's why that game is that way. Like, not only that, but like both guys are bros.
Mm-hmm.
Both guys are super, super talented. All the history that's involved with Buffalo and Kansas City throughout time, right? Like, our dads watched Joe Montana lay helpless on the field. We watch Mahomes and Allen battle every single year. You pine for that game to happen again. And whether one team wins or one team loses, they each kind of get to go off on their own way. Buffalo, if I was somebody asking Buffalo questions right now, I'd be like, are you really sure you want to go into your bye this week?
Or you want to keep this thing going.
So they kind of have that stall out, which maybe they look at it as like, that's the win we needed. That's where we go. Or they're like, damn it, I want to keep going. Because their schedule moving forward, I don't think Buffalo can lose again. Because I think Kansas City might have another hiccup on the schedule. They've got Houston and Pittsburgh as their two toughest teams.
Right.
And boys, Pittsburgh's showing a lot of grit.
They really are. Pittsburgh's a really good team. But Denver at the end of the year, they could be playing for a playoff berth as well. And that's a tough one going to Denver at the end of the season, right?
And that's a tough one. We'll see if Bo can continue to keep going the way he's going. A very impressive win yesterday over an Atlanta team who I think is good. And they boat roast him.
30-6. I mean, it was an absolute destruction yesterday.
But here's Buffalo's next.
Max still thinks Caleb Williams is better than Bo Nix, by the way.
What a loser.
Caleb Williams hasn't thrown a touchdown pass since October.
I don't make final judgments on rookies after 10 weeks. That's it.
Okay.
But if he was playing good, you'd be peacocking around here telling me, I told you Caleb Williams was good. You don't make decisions. We make decisions every minute in the NFL. Come on now.
Yeah, it's too much. That's what I'm saying. It's too recency bias.
Blocked field goals never happen in the NFL. Yeah. It's lucky. It
happened the very next week.
Same exact situation.
My friend jinxed that.
Dude, as soon as it happened, I looked at my buddy and I was like, I didn't think this stuff ever happened. He's like, well, technically it normally does.
It never does.
Back-to-back weeks.
It does until it does, and then you're aware to it, right? Then you're on the lookout for it.
It's like when you buy a new car, you're like, you know, I never really noticed there's this many PT Cruisers on the road.
Yeah.
I don't see those cars anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah, those are gone,
man. Boy, did they have a run.
They really did for 5 minutes.
Oh, I mean, it was everywhere. It was a PT Cruiser, PT Cruiser.
Everybody. Do you even know what that is, Mac? PT Cruiser?
Those cars are bad, man. Built very badly.
Now I'm pretty sure a PT Cruiser is either a porn star's name or a way of facial hair. But this is Buffalo's next three. They have a bye this week coming up. Niners, Rams, Lions. Okay, I don't know if you watched any of that Rams game. Matthew Stafford back, baby.
He's got his receivers back, though.
Puka Nacua's back.
San Francisco's not back.
San Francisco... You know,
I mean, look at that. That's the team we played in the Super Bowl. They're sitting at 5-5 trying to find their identity or what they are, holding on for dear life.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the Chiefs at 9-1 and everything is going for the most part the right way. But, you know, you take yesterday's game so much with just a grain of salt, really, when you look at it in the big picture, because quite frankly, it just doesn't matter in the big scheme of things. What matters most is how these two teams are going to play in January. And if you tell me they're not on a collision course again to match up in the AFC Championship game in in January, then you haven't been paying attention. And I always look at games like that against Buffalo. That was a very vanilla game, I thought, by the Chiefs yesterday. I don't think they showed anything. I don't think they showed their hand at all. And they do this every year against the good teams in the regular season. They never show their hand. And then when they see them in the playoffs, it's a completely different game plan. Everything's different. Travis Kelce will be involved in the AFC Championship game. There will be a spy on Josh Allen in the AFC Championship game.
Was Kelce there yesterday?
I think he had one catch yesterday, right? Yeah, one catch.
He had 2 for 7.
Was it two? Did he have two? Okay. Seven, yeah. But Noah Gray was the star yesterday. We will not see him in the AFC Championship game, I promise you.
I hope we do.
They will run
good.
The football in the AFC Championship game. Like yesterday was one of those games where the Chiefs, they don't show a lot when they face Buffalo, when they face Cincinnati, when they face this team, because they know they're going to be facing them again. Buffalo put it all on the line yesterday and got their Super Bowl championship. And, you know, here we sit, man, as the Chiefs schedule gets a little bit easier, Buffalo gets a little bit tougher. But I think you're right, man. I don't think there's much room for a hiccup the rest of the way, quite frankly, for either of these teams.
No. Yeah, I'm just saying the next three, Niners, Rams, Lions for Buffalo. Niners, Rams, Lions.
Are we going to hear that Lions game as a Super Bowl preview when that game rolls around in a couple of weeks, right? That'll be the Super Bowl preview game. What day is that game?
It's in 4 weeks.
It's in 4 weeks, okay, because I was thinking in 3 weeks we have Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
If the Lions and Bills were the same week, would they have flexed?
No, it's the same week.
It is the same week.
Yeah, I was trying to get to it. Niners, Rams, Lions are the next three for Buffalo. The Chiefs' next three are Panthers, Raiders, Chargers.
But I think the Bills have the bye. So they won't flex the Chiefs off to put the Bills Lions. On something that should have been a Sunday Night Football game anyway. At the original part of the season,
Raiders
right?
game is Black Friday.
Yeah,
and then the Lions play the Packers that Thursday before the Chiefs play the Chargers that Sunday.
Right,
and then it's 325 Bills Lions.
Bills Lions is 325. That
means CBS probably was like, we want this game like they had the Chiefs and the Bills this week, because the Sunday Night game that week is Packers Seahawks.
Packers, but there is still, unless they protected that one, right? Mm-hmm. There's still an opportunity. I think you have to flex 11 days out or something like that. So there's plenty of time to flex that sucker. I'm surprised they're not crawling all over each other to find a way to flex that thing out of Sunday Night Football and move the Lions and Bills in. But maybe that is a protected game like yesterday's was.
Right. Like I said, at the start of this whole banter, I looked at that loss as that one sucks, but my mind doesn't change.
No.
Like, you still have the number one seed. You still control yourself. And then this time of the season, that's the best thing to do.
Absolutely.
Be the one that controls it. Don't rely on other teams to lose, because when you need them to, they don't. And when you don't expect them to, they do. And you don't want to have that sort of mindset moving forward. You lose. It is what it is. You play Carolina next week. Then you.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play the Raiders, then you play the Chargers. That Chargers game is going to be bananas.
Yep.
Luckily, you've already gone on the road and won that game in their house. Now you get to play it at Arrowhead.
Now you play it here.
So you go on the road one more time in Carolina, you get a little breather. And then you get to come home for 2 weeks straight and try to wrap up the AFC. So we'll see where they go. Again, Buffalo, good team.
Good team. Very good team. We'll see you in January. It's going to be fun, right?
Yeah. You think Rob Britton's happy today?
Why, is he a big Buffalo supporter this morning?
He predicted Buffalo on the Insta page.
Well, good
on the Insta.
But why be happy with a loss? Like, I would have loved to have seen this team go undefeated and do things nobody else has done, right?
I think you're happy for one reason, because of this.
You can use it as fuel. I mean, like I said, it's a good football team, so nothing to hang your head on. I'm losing to them, but we feel like we can play better, so we'll get back to work and try to use this as a spark so that we can be a better football team in the end. And the undefeated thing was cool, but that's not our ultimate goal, so we'll keep building towards that.
There you go.
I'm hoping that it is a benefit. I'm not going to say We were relaxed, but at the same time, I feel like we were just coming away with these wins at the end of the game, and I think it's going to spark us to have more urgency, especially at the start of football games, especially with the offense, and that comes from me and turning the ball over on the first drive. It's something you can't do in big games like this, and so the hope is that this is a spark for us, that we can play better football going throughout the rest of the regular season. And
they won't lose a game again this year.
There it is. They will not lose a game again this year. Patrick Mahomes is now officially dialed in.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.